Telling stories at Christmas comes naturally to the Kern family. I visited them at their home in Washington, D.C. It's a cold winter day, not yet 5 o'clock, and already the light has left the sky. But inside the home of Sally and Stephen Kern, the wood-beamed living room is warmly lit, and a fire is burning in the fireplace. Stephen Kern uses an old-fashioned bellows to pump up the blaze. Nearby, 10-year-old Garrett and 7-year-old Larkin play chess while their mom flips through the day's mail.
Oh, we got a card from Mother.
Yeah, I got it.
In the dark days after Thanksgiving, but before the holiday season is in full swing, Sally Kern drags out a big box filled not with decorations, those will come later, but with books. Books filled with stories, mostly about Christmas, but also about Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and the winter solstice. The Kerns read to their kids pretty much every night, but these books are special, read only at this time of year. And as the family picks through the pile, they look for their favorites, the ones they remember from last year.
Which one do you want,
Laura? The Boy from Oslo.
The Boy from Oslo? Who's that knocking on Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is, Laura.
Sally Kern loves books. When she was a kid, she wanted to be an illustrator, so she chooses her books with the eye of an artist. Intricate, detailed pictures with an old-fashioned look appeal to her. As she takes these books out, one by one, she gazes at them fondly and smiles as she recounts the stories inside. These books are her way into the holiday.
I think it's wonderful to have books as a centering activity this time of year, because everything does get really ratcheted up, and even before Thanksgiving the Christmas tumult starts, and so this is something that's very grounding for them and for us.
Sally pulls her son Lark's favorite book from the pile and hands it to Stephen. Sally may be the collector, but Stephen is the reader.
It's funny, we call this the Snossage book. Everybody knows it is that, but it's Who's That Knocking on Christmas Eve by Jan Brett. High above the Arctic Circle in the land of ice and snow, the northern lights shimmer in the night like a curtain of color hanging from the sky. The air is so crisp and clear in the northern place that one Christmas Eve long ago, a boy from Finnmark on his way to Oslo with his ice bear could see smoke curling up from a hut far in the distance. He was cold and hungry, so he headed towards it.
As Stephen reads, 7-year-old Larkin snuggles next to him on the couch. His older brother Garrett prowls around the room or pokes at the fire, but listens intently to the story. By now, Garrett is old enough to read a lot of these books himself.
I like North Country Christmas and An Orange for Frankie. These are two of my favorites.
How many of these books have you read yourself versus...
I've read everyone you've read to me myself, and I've read some others myself.
When do you read these? I didn't know you were reading these yourself.
Whenever I get the chance.
Do you like being read to?
Yeah, because when I'm going through the books, I'm just reading them for fun, and just when I'm listening to them, I get more out of it because I listen to stuff that I don't notice when I'm just skimming through the pages.
As much as kids enjoy being read to, some parents feel self-conscious when they read aloud, says Judy Freeman, author of Books Kids Will Sit Still For, A Guide to Read Aloud Books. Freeman says parents should get over their inhibitions.
Your kids don't know the difference. They just want to be warm, and they want to hear your voice, and they want to associate the words with you. It turns them into readers. If you want your kid to read...